enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be telling you all about a big auction coming up in the not-too-distant future out in the Auburn, Indiana area, and we're going to talk about that specific area and about the specific auction straight ahead. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Don Jones, who has become a regular contributor here on the show, an interesting gentleman with a diverse background. He's got a cool website called theoldcarguys.com. He's also in the midst, there's no other way to say it, of putting together a television show, which is basically going to chronicle his stories, and it's hopefully going to be a big show. So we'll be talking with Don a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Anytime, if you would like to chime in, we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you via the email, and that's very simple. It's bob at boblongradio.com. It's B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Or you can ring us up anytime as well on our toll-free number from anywhere across North America. And by the way, you can check out more information about the show at autoworldradio.com. You can also find more information about me and some of the other things that I do at boblongradio.com. And again, you can email me up at bob at boblongradio.com or dial us up at 855-660-4261. Let's talk to our first guest. The gentleman's name is Keith Kozak. He is a car specialist for Auctions America. Keith, welcome to Auto World. How are you today?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the background of Auction America. This is a company that has been around for a few years now, but you guys are involved with the great folks at RM as kind of a subsidiary company.
Yeah, correct. We, almost 3 years ago now, we started rebuilding the Auburn Auction Park in Auburn, Indiana. And in about 6 weeks' time, transform the park to hold the annual Labor Day collector car auction in Auburn. And in about 6 weeks, we put over $1.5 million into the auction park with upgrades and refurbishing it, and held almost 1,000 car auction the first year there.
Oh, that's fantastic. And as you say, you've put a ton of money into upgrading the auction park. And this year's event is coming up quickly. I can't believe we're deep into the month of April, but it's coming up in the month of May. What are the exact dates?
The exact dates of the Auburn Spring Auction are May 9th to the 11th. And we've got a full day of memorabilia being auctioned off. The first day, we'll have over 500 lots of automotive-related memorabilia, paintings and gas pumps and signs. And then the next 2 days will be all cars. So we should have about 500 cars in the auction as well.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. And this is a real celebration for some of our younger listeners who may not be familiar with some automotive facts from the 20th century. But at one time, Auburn, Indiana was a real centerpiece of automotive activity. It was almost like the Motor City of Detroit.
You know, I mean, it's still called the classic car or collector car capital of America. And that's for one reason, really. I mean, the ACD museum's there, and the Auburn factory is there, and you know, it was the home and birth of basically what we know today as the collector car auctions. And last year, I believe, was the 40th anniversary of the first auction held there in Auburn, and we are working to grow that back to being the collector car capital of America, and continue to grow the auctions that we're holding, not only in Auburn, but also around the country.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Auburn being a great place for collector car auctions. It was back in 1971 when it all got its start.
Yeah, I mean, it started out as a small-town car auction at the local high school. I believe the first sale was actually at the local ice cream shop, believe it or not. And it grew and moved to the local high school here. And they soon outgrew that and purchased a piece of property along the I-69 corridor here in Indiana. And it's now a 235-acre auction park. And we expect, like we talked about in spring, and then we also have the fall sale. We'll expect about 1,500 cars this fall, and should have about 70,000 people there in the fall.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Keith, tell us a little bit about what's new at Auburn Spring this year.
Well, we actually have a lot of great new things going on. Besides the memorabilia and car auction, we have a new partnership with the Antique Automobile Club of America, and they're actually hosting their Central Division National Spring Meet there. And, I mean, it's a celebration of all things automotive, really. We expect about 300 to 400 show cars from them, so they'll have an actual judged national meet. They're also incorporating a judging and training session, as well as an apprentice program for younger people that want to get involved with the hobby and want to learn how to judge a car to national standards, which I think is pretty pretty unique. And we would invite anybody to come out and experience that. The AACA is a great organization and is very committed to furthering the collector car hobby and growing it with the youth today, which is fantastic. So we've got a great partnership there. And also, Carlisle Events is another partner of ours that is running our car corral and swap meet. So there's really something for everyone.
It's all coming up on May 9th through 11th, and we're going to talk about some of the very cool cars that are going to be going over the block, and also about some of the very important people that are going to be at the event. Before we go any further, Keith, why don't we make sure and give out the official website for Auctions America and any other contact information or social media information that you'd like to include?
Sure. Anybody can visit our website. It's auctionsamerica.com. If they have any questions or would like to buy tickets for the event, they can contact us in Auburn at 260-927-9797. And if anybody is interested in any of the cars of the sale, I'm happy to answer any of their questions. They can call me on their cell or on my cell directly at 248-766-7676, and I'd be happy to speak with anyone about the upcoming sale.
Fantastic. I understand the weekend is also including some appearances by a number of important folks, including Richard Rawlings, who has the big hit TV show Fast and Loud. He's going to be in attendance. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, no, that's another great attraction for the auction and the whole event release. He'll be in appearance on Saturday. He's got the new hit TV show Fast and Loud. I believe that they just renewed for a few more seasons with Discovery, and he's a great guy. I've met him a few times now. He was at one of our RM sales not too long ago, and we're really looking forward to having him here in Auburn. He's planning on doing a few autograph sessions as well during the auction.
Hold that thought, Keith. When we come back, we'll get into the cars and some of the other important folks who will be in attendance. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. Our toll-free line is available to you at 855-660-4261. Keith Kozak, car specialist for Auctions America, is telling us all about the spring Auburn event, which is just around the bend, coming up May 9th through 11th. And before the break there, he was telling us about Richard Rawlings from Discovery's hit television series Fast and Loud is going to be there. And you're also going to have some BMX, and I love this one, a jet-powered smart car. You're actually going to have some demonstrations. That should be very interesting, a jet-powered smart car.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually very excited to see that as well. We've got a couple of other attractions besides Richard Rawlings coming in. As you mentioned, we've got a BMX stunt show that'll be having shows throughout Saturday, as well as the jet-powered smart car, as you mentioned, which I think is going to be pretty entertaining for everybody to see.
No question about it. Of course, the big sale is going to have about 500 quality collector cars, and as you mentioned a little bit earlier, a full day of memorabilia. Let's talk about some of the highlighted vehicles. There are so many to touch on, but we'll begin with some of the stars here. There's a 1930 Packard, and of course, what a great American make that vehicle is. And this particular one is an extremely rare one. It's a dual cowl sport Phaeton. Tell us a little bit more about this, Keith.
Well, I mean, you know, Packard is, you know, considered, in my mind, one of the best full classics out there. It's one of my personal favorites, too. And this example is actually offered in a very attractive color combination. It's black with a nice green leather interior and a black convertible top. And it's also fitted with a desirable Super 8 engine. So it's it would be a great car for touring as well as a showing at any show or probably Concours. The recipient of an AACA National First Prize. So it's a very well restored car.
Another car that really caught my eye, you don't see too many of these, V16 Cadillacs. This is a 1938 V16 Cadillac convertible coupe. That's going to be definitely worth a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an extremely rare car. I believe they only made about 10 examples. The Fleetwood coach work, it's finished in a yellow with a new red leather interior and black top. And, of course, as you mentioned, it's got that great desirable V16 engine with dual carburetors, that three-speed manual transmission, and it's just got that great look to it. It's got the V egg crate grille, as they call it, dual side mount tires, and it's just got a tremendous look, and the body lines are second to none. It's like an excellent car.
And also going over the block will be quite a rare Ford. This is a 1967 Ford Fairlane. It's the 500 XL model, but it's an R-code rendition of the 500 XL. Explain the R-code and tell us a little bit about the rareness of this particular Ford Fairlane.
Well, the R-code designates that it's got a big block 427 motor in it, and this example also has a four-speed manual transmission. But what's so great about this example is that it's got just under 2,900 miles from new, and that's just about a quarter mile at a time. The car was raced extensively in period. That's very well documented. I've actually been in touch with the owner quite a bit, and he has extensive period documentation from newspaper clippings when the car was being raced back in the late 60s to actual video of it at the drag strip, which actually you can see on our website at auctionsamerica.com. We have a small clip of the car racing in period, which I think is pretty special, and the car was just restored with no expense spared about 2 years ago. So it's an excellent, rare example.
With extremely low miles, only 2,877 miles on that 67 Ford Fairlane 500 XL R-code. Let's go back even further in time. Cadillac has the tagline of the standard of the world, had it for many, many years. And certainly when you look back at the history of Cadillac, not only did they bring forth a number of very significant automobiles and automotive innovations, but they were always stylish. And this is an old car. It's a 1903 Cadillac, but it has some really cool wheels. Tell us about this special old Caddy.
Well, I mean, it's not only a very, very early example, but it's also very rare. They only made about 1,500 examples. It had excellent performance standards from the day. And as you mentioned, it has very unique wheels with 12-spoke wood wheels with full white tires. And it's adorned with a lot of nice brass components. And the nice thing about this early example of being a 1903 is that it's eligible for the London to Brighton race in London, England, which is pretty special.
Oh, very prestigious. Here's another very interesting vehicle that caught my eye. It's a 1929 Hudson dual cowl Phaeton, and has special coachwork and one of only seven known to exist. Tell us about this coach builder.
Well, it's got coachwork by Biddle and Smart, and as you mentioned, one of only seven known to exist, so it's an extremely rare example. It's formerly part of the John Sonoff collection, who is widely regarded as one of the world's foremost experts on the Hudson automobiles. We're also offering his collection in Auburn Spring this year. He passed away last year, and we're offering the remaining, I believe, 19 cars from his estate, as well as some of his memorabilia and Hudson parts. So for any of the Hudson guys out there, please make the trip to Auburn Spring, because there will be a lot for you guys.
Here's a beautiful 12-cylinder Cadillac from the middle 30s, 1935 Lincoln Mark K. This is a V12, but it's also a 301 seven-passenger limousine. This has got to be pretty rare.
Yeah, it's a rare example. It's powered by, like you said, the V12, 414 cubic inches with a three-speed manual transmission, and it's recognized as a full classic by the Classic Car Club of America, eligible for any of their events, any of the caravan or caravan tours, which would make it a great car for touring. You could take the whole family and enjoy a nice week road trip.
Another really cool vehicle is from the year 1952. I always love all things Jag, and this is a XK120 SE Roadster, and I understand it's completely documented and comes with some special certification. Tell us about this 52 Jaguar, as they like to say over in England.
That's right, Jaguar. It does have special documentation. It's complete with a Jaguar Daimler Heritage Trust certificate, and it was fully restored to a Crown Core level. It's actually got less than 100 miles since the restoration was completed earlier this year. Very special top-of-the-line Jaguar model with the SE complement. So it's dual exhaust and a C-type head. It's a great, great European sports car.
Beautiful car. We'll hold you for a few more moments. Keith Kozak will continue with us after these messages right here on...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac down. I'm telling you,
you're listening to Auto World live all across North America. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com is standing by, but we're wrapping up with Keith Kozak, who's a car specialist for Auctions America. He's telling us all about the great events, which are coming up May 9th through 11th. It's the Auburn Spring event in Auburn, Indiana, and Keith has told us about all the tremendous renovations they've done to the Auburn Auction Park. This is truly a story that needs to be told, the reinvention of America's first collector car auction park. And I certainly applaud all of the great work that you've done there, Keith, with getting that together. And what an amazing collection of vehicles. About 500 quality collector cars will be going over the block, as well as a full separate day of memorabilia. We've already told folks about some of the very special vehicles going over the block, but we didn't touch on some of the collections. You've got a couple of different special estate collections, and you've got a memorabilia collection as well. Tell us about these collections.
Sure. We've got quite a few collections that are being offered in Auburn Spring this year. The John Sarnoff collection, which we briefly touched on, he was widely regarded as the world's foremost Hudson expert. We're offering 19 vehicles from his collection, as well as a great selection of memorabilia and Hudson parts. We're also offering part of the Pete Toto collection. I believe we've got 8 cars from Pete Toto, who's a well-known collector, including that 38 V16 Cadillac that we discussed. And then we also have a couple of great memorabilia collections that are being offered at the sale as well. We've got a great selection of high-end memorabilia artwork from Wade Jennings. I believe about 100 lots from Wade, everything from bronze sculptures to original oil paintings and lithographs, signed prints. There's a great selection there. And also some of the memorabilia from the late John O'Quinn collection. There's some tremendous pieces from his estate, some original Tom Hale artwork pieces, as well as model cars and neons and signs. So there's a great selection of memorabilia for everybody at the auction. We'll have over 500 pieces of memorabilia being offered that Thursday, the first day of the auction, May 9th.
Wonderful. Well, Keith, we could talk to you for a couple of hours. You got so much great stuff on the plate, all coming up at the Auburn Spring event. One more time, why don't you give out that official website address and any telephone information you'd like?
They can visit our website at auctionsamerica.com. We look forward to seeing everybody in Auburn May 9th to the 11th. They can reach us in Auburn at 260-927-9797. And as I said, anybody can contact me as well. They could email me, which is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at auctionsamerica.com.
Fantastic. This is one of the things that I got to put on my list to do. I've been a syndicated automotive national host for more than 20 years, but I've never been to that neck of the woods, to Auburn, Indiana, and I certainly need to do it myself and encourage all of our listeners to do so as well. Thank you very much, Keith, for your time here today, and we look forward to getting you back on the broadcast with us real soon.
Thanks again for having me on this morning, Bob, and hopefully we can see you in Auburn either this spring or in fall over Labor Day weekend.
Hey, that sounds great. Maybe we'll do a live broadcast from there. That sounds like fun. All right.
That would be great.
Thank you, Keith, for your time here today. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. My name is Bob Long, and it's been a busy week here in the city of Boston, where I'm broadcasting from, but luckily the bad guys have been taken in custody, and one is no longer with us, so that's a good thing, and it's always a good thing to have this gentleman joining us here. He is the gentleman behind the great website, theoldcarguys.com. He's also got a television show that he is busy working on, and it's my pleasure to welcome Don Jones back to Auto World. Don, how you doing?
Oh, really great, Bob, and I'm really... Well, sorry to hear from the tragedies that that have happened out in Boston, but I'm glad and relieved that they've got the perpetrators one deceased and one under custody. So at least there's something positive happening. It's been kind of a busy week for us, mostly working on a website and a website expansion, and. We're actually looking to do more with different auctions, and we're contemplating partnering up with a fellow out of Nebraska that runs a site that is dedicated to bringing people to auctions. And we're trying to figure out if there's a good fit with us, primarily bringing people to the negotiation table, but maybe we can get the excitement of the auction going. So we're looking to see if it's cost efficient and actually will add a positive addition, an option to what we're doing for our clients now. But we've got the Ferrari up, and the Ferrari is doing surprisingly well. It's been up 16 hours, and we're up to 25,000 in bids on it. So we're getting real close to the reserve. So we'll see what we got on that by the end of the day.
Oh, that sounds great, Don. And remind us, which particular Ferrari model have you got up for sale?
It's the 1983 red Ferrari, and it's with a fellow up in Montana, an old Army buddy of mine. He has it, and it's sitting in a little small town up in Montana, and it's a nice one, only 45,000 miles on it, and. probably will sell significantly under what the actual value of the car is. But he got a pretty fair price on it, or paid a pretty reasonable price on it. So he's kind of passing that on to the consumer.
Oh, that's great.
Customer.
Well, anything with the name Ferrari on it, of course, is extraordinarily collectible. And there's nothing like being able to say, you know, let's go take a ride in my Ferrari.
Yes, it does add a little bit of class to the act.
It certainly does. I haven't had the pleasure of going over to Italy and visiting the factory over there, but a number of my close automotive journalist friends have been there many, many times. And what a historic place that is. And you know, some companies have done some surveys, Don. I don't know if you realize this, but Coca-Cola is certainly one of the most well-known brands in all of the world. But the one that is the single most well-known brand in the entire world, in all categories of everything, is Ferrari. That name alone is just worth gazillions of dollars.
I really didn't realize that. I knew that it was special, but I just didn't know that it was that special, particularly when you compare it to Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when you look at the great racing success that they've had over the decades and the fact that this car company was founded by one gentleman, Enzo Ferrari, and, you know, really has just grown by leaps and bounds. And with the expansion of the automotive marketplace in the new car realm, it's always fascinating to me to see the way that the new Ferraris are selling in parts of the world that, 10, 20, 30 years ago, you wouldn't think they could be even sold. There are places like China and India and Russia. They're selling a ton of these to certain individuals. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. Log on to his website. I just did. You do as well. Theoldcarguys.com. You're listening to Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
If you're out there looking for a hot rod Lincoln, we've got a guy on with us live right now who can help you find it. Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. Whether it's a classic car, a unique car, or a vintage car, Don and his company, theoldcarguys.com, is becoming the one-stop shop of anything old iron. And one of the things that Don prides himself in is if you give him a call, if you need it found, delivered, or restored, he can help you out, where he can locate just about anything for you. And Don, I'm sure over the years you've gotten some interesting calls from folks around the nation looking for some unusual vehicles. What have been some of the more unusual requests that you've had in your time dealing with the public and looking for classic old iron?
Oh, my goodness. Cadillac engines that'll fit tanks, which is a 1948 346 that came out. I think it was an M3, a little light tank. So that wasn't too hard. Fire truck parts, people looking for certain pumps. The fellow with the checker parts last week, that's not that easy, but he can find them by going to some of the checker collection clubs, and they usually offer sources of parts. And if he wants to email me, theoldcarguys@gmail.com, I'll go ahead and send him over some of those addresses. And, you know, Bob, I really love that song, the Hot Rod Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a couple minutes about that song?
Absolutely. There were many renditions of that song, Don.
I'll say. In fact, I think one of the last renditions was about 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Hot Rod songs and cowboy songs, they just keep on going forever. But that song was actually written as an answer song to the 1951 song, Hot Rod Race. And if you remember in that song, Lincoln and Mercury were racing.
Yes.
And they were head and head down the road, and all of a sudden this Model A leaves them in a dust cloud. And then that song came out and was first recorded by a guy by the name of Artie Shelby, I think, back in 51. And he talks a little bit about the car that he was driving, which was pretty much a standard somewhere between a 1949, 50, 51 Ford, probably a little 239 flathead. And they came stock with about 110 cars. But in the song, he talks about having two carbs, duals, a pipes, a dual pipes, and an overdrive, which was pretty much the secret of doing any type of highway driving back then with those little horsepower engines.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his rearview mirror, he sees this Lincoln come up. And in a Model A, or actually he sees a Model A come up, and the Lincoln engine is actually in the Model A. And then the answer song, it was the Hot Rod Lincoln. It came out about 1955. And depending where you're reading, it could have came out as late as 57, but I think I'm sticking with the 55 date. And it was written by a guy by the name of Charlie O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I'm trying to think of the first artist on it. And his name escapes me. But anyway, Charlie Ryan came out with it. And it was in that version, he talks about using a Lincoln V12 engine, which was probably the 292 cubic inch engine, and that came out with 140 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about that V12, it was putting out more horsepower without modification than the guy in the Ford or the Mercury could have got out of their little 239 with the modification. The actual song in the Carter song was inspired by an actual car that Mr. Ryan had. And it was a V12, and it probably was the 292. But in the song, he talks about having a four-barrel pipes and the overdrive on it. And really, I think the secret to winning that race would have been the overdrive. And because of the torque and the extra horsepower of that Mercury engine, it just would continue to push that car at a higher and higher speed. And I think in the song, it gets up to about 110, and that was pretty much it. It was probably putting out about 3,600 RPM with that overdrive at that time.
And then, so true.
Yeah, Commander Cody came out with a version of it, I think, in 72.
Mm-hmm.
And in that song, he changed it to a V8. And the V8 engine, the flathead V8, 337 cubic inches, that's another engine that would have been much more engine to begin with than the Ford could have been built to deal with. And Mr. Ryan's actual car was sold at a Bear Jackson auction in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And he received $106,000 for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it continues to live.
You know I'm a huge fan of automotive songs, and matter of fact, a couple of good friends of mine, Ken Gross, who's a noted automotive writer, historian, museum curator, and a gentleman who's made kind of an amazing string of hit books with the Barn Find books. Tom Carter, he wrote the Corvette in the Barn, the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn, the Vincent in the Barn. They collaborated on a book last year called Rockin' Garages, and they actually have a piece in the book on Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airman.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read all about Commander Cody, who's actually a real car guy himself. His first car was a 1962 Hot Rod. And he also owned a 53 MG and an Austin Healey 3000. And you can read all about this gentleman in this book. And it's such a synergy between automobiles and rock and roll music, and music of all kinds, but particularly rock and roll and nowadays country also. So many songs written about particular cars, particular roads, particular highways. It's just kind of part of the DNA of America, in my opinion, Don.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a matter of freedom. You talk about the cowboy on the range and ability of getting your car and going anywhere you want in America. And we used to do this when I was a kid, is we'd take off for the weekend and drive to the country and swim in the rivers and chase country girls. And if we didn't have a place to camp out, we'd end up sleeping in the back of the car or on the front seat or the back seat of the car if it was raining real hard. So it was just...
very true.
Yeah. It was just a cool way of living.
Just... taking a look at your website right now, you've got some really cool offerings up there, as you mentioned. Again, it's theoldcarguys.com, but here's one that just caught my eye. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. Certainly a very collectible item. You don't see them as much around today, but folks love the old El Caminos, and they loved especially the SS variants of that.
Oh, my.
And the Rancheros, yeah. Of course, from Ford. You know, every now and then you hear rumors about one of the new car companies thinking about doing something like that again. But those were very unique vehicles, combining, you know, kind of the front of a regular car with a pickup truck bed.
Yeah, the we just put one up this week from one of our newest clients, a fellow by the name of Bob, down at the Village Garage, Atlanta. You'll see him on the pilot episode of the Old Car Guys, but it's a 502 cubic inch, specially built Chevrolet engine, headers, racing heads, racing transmission. Obviously, the big double bumper Holley on a high rise. He told me he had over $13,000 just invested in the engine. And, you know, with those big old 502 cubic inch engines, it's very believable. Even the crate engines, you'll see going for, $10,000, $15,000, $16,000. And, just a massive truck. I guess if I had it, I think I'd want to, change the rear end gears in it to, something a little more street worthy, because I think he's running, 488s in it.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty well set up for, the quarter mile to eighth mile. I'm more of a drive it down the highway type of guy. So, you know, it's not a real car unless you can drive it down the road.
Yeah, that's my opinion, too. Well, Don, thank you very much for the quick update here, the impromptu update, and we'll get you back on next week on one of our broadcast times for a more extensive interview. But in the meantime, everybody visit theoldcarguys.com. Don, thank you very much for being here with us.
Okay, buddy. See you next week.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.